The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
I've got an update for you concerning a school in Nebraska. I've got that in just a second. But first, a note. I have the privilege of teaching again the pastor's Bible class at Genoa Church in Westerville this coming Wednesday. This will be my third Wednesday in a row. I can't believe they put up with me 3 weeks in a row. But this will be my last Wednesday, but at least for now. But I'll be teaching this coming Wednesday night at Genoa Church in Westerville. Got to meet several of you last Wednesday, and I hope to meet even more of you this coming Wednesday. Genoa Church in Westerville, that's about 5 miles north of Westerville on Route 3. It's at the corner of Lewis Center and Westerville Road, State Street, Route 3, whatever you want to call it. And it begins at 6:45, but to be honest, I have trouble making it by 6:45 because I don't get off the air till 6, and I got to fight the traffic and get up there. If you're there by 7 o'clock, you should be okay. They sing, you know, some songs to begin with, and they start at 6:45, but if you can't make it till 7, you should be okay. This Wednesday night, be my third Wednesday in a row, and I would love to see you this coming Thursday. And I think they will be back in the WAC, which is the main auditorium, the main sanctuary. They had to move it last week because they had a big children's activity in the main building. And we were in the children's building, and it was packed, which was wonderful. But I believe they'll be back in the main auditorium. So if you come in off State Street, go around to the entrance facing State Street. Walk in, and you're right there. So anyway, this coming Wednesday night, finishing up three Wednesdays in a row teaching, and I would love to have the opportunity of seeing you there. All right, update. If you will remember, this past Christmas, a principal at Manchester Elementary School in Omaha, Nebraska, got herself in trouble when she issued a mandate to the entire school. Now, again, this is Manchester Elementary School in Omaha. She issued a mandate to all the teachers. Nothing to do with Christmas. Nothing. Zero, zip, zilch, nada. Not even elves. Not even Santa Claus. Not even red or green. Nope, nope, nope. No red or green. Not even holly. Not even tinsel. Nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing to do with Christmas. Nothing that could even be associated with Christmas. Not even reindeer. Nothing. Because she said it violated separation of church and state. Parents were outraged. The school board was not real happy, and they put her on administrative leave. And shortly after, she quit. She left. So she is gone. Well, the school is in the news again because the fifth graders, for many, many years, the fifth graders have chosen what is on the school's yearbook cover. Evidently, the school goes from K to 5, and then sixth grade on is middle school. So the fifth graders are the king of the heap, you know. And for years, they have been able to choose the cover of the yearbook. Well, the company who produces the yearbooks, it's named Memory Book Company. Memory Book Company. And the kids could choose from 50 free designs. 50 different designs for the cover of the yearbook. Well, the fifth graders got together, looked at the 50 designs, and they chose the design called Love and Faith. And it's got all of these words about love and faith and so forth. And the words take the shape of a cross. A cross. This public school. And the kids chose it. Well, evidently some adults took a look at it and said, oh, that we think that's okay. And so they printed the yearbooks with a cross on the front. Well, people went nuts. People went crazy. This is a public school, secular school. You can't have a cross. Now, there's nothing about Jesus. There's nothing about God. It's just love and faith and just kind of feel-good things. And again, the words make up the form of a cross. And the school board said, how did that happen? And this is something that is controlled by the PTO, the Parent Teacher Organization. And so members of the school board said, how did you let that happen? You put a cross on there and we're going to get sued, blah, 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 blah. Quote, the cross cover is one of at least 50 free designs from Memory Book Company, a yearbook vendor, and the Love and Faith cross cover is described on the company's website as a beautiful cover perfect for parochial schools. Oops, 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 oops. Once the powers that be got a gander at the cross, the PTO leaders voted to remove it from the front cover and to reprint the yearbook. PTO President Andrea Abrahamson told the World Herald that the PTO has let fifth graders select the cover for many, many years. However, this year, it did not receive the proper supervision. So the kids voted, and the kids chose a cross. And it was printed. But the school board said to the PTO, Parent Teacher Organization, you better do something about it. And so they voted and said, oops, well, we can't get in trouble. So the yearbook is being reprinted. They added that the PTOs are responsible for creating and publishing the yearbooks with money from their fundraising and that PTOs don't get district funds. So it was private money. It wasn't public school money. Oh. But okay. They reprinted it. I just think it's cool that a bunch of fifth graders in Omaha, Nebraska, on their own, voted to put a cross on the front of their yearbook. Some pretty cool kids. It doesn't say how the kids responded. I would assume they're very disappointed that their yearbook will be reprinted. And of course, I'm wondering, what are they going to do with the other yearbooks? Are they going to burn them? Destroy them? I just wonder. I'll keep an eye out on different news sources and see if I can find out what they did with the yearbooks that were printed with the cross on the cover. But they will not be distributed to the students. And it doesn't tell me what the reprinted cover will look like. Inquiring minds want to know. All right, we need to take the final break. I've had this next story in my stack for 4 or 5 days, and I've been hesitant to share it. But I'm going to because... well, you're going to hear about it anyway. So I'll share it with you when we return.
talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
I've been kind of sitting on this story for several days. It just really hesitant to pass it along, but it's going to be out. You're going to hear about it, so I thought we should discuss it. There is a new book coming out on Martin Luther King Jr. It's by David Garrow, who is a Pulitzer Prize-winning biographer. And he has gained access to FBI files. Now, the FBI has extensive files on Martin Luther King, and they will not be opened for several more years. I believe it's 2027 that all of the documents will be unsealed. They were sealed under court order in January of 1977. They have been sealed ever since. And they will not be unsealed until 2027. That's 50 years. But there is a large number of notes that FBI agents made about the recordings, the transcripts, and so forth of surveillance that the FBI did on Martin Luther King Jr. Anyway, bottom line, it seems that these are authoritative. It seems that they're not gossip. It seems that the things that are going to be revealed indeed are true, and it paints an extremely, extremely unflattering view of Martin Luther King Jr.'s morality. It claims extramarital affairs with more than 40 different women. The fact that Martin Luther King Jr. actually witnessed and encouraged a rape. Quote, participation in a sex orgy. The documents accuse King of watching a fellow minister rape a female congregant in a hotel room and encouraging it. And it actually gets worse. And again, this does not seem to be a bunch of rumors and gossip. It seems to be pretty authoritative, and it substantiates rumors. I remember these rumors from the late 60s and the early 70s. The rumors were rampant about his affairs with other women, hotel stays, and so on and so on and so forth. So this is going to come out pretty soon. Obviously, many people are just going to deny it. But as I said, it looks like there's a lot of truth to this. Now, here's my question. Is this going to tarnish his legacy? Yeah, it will. And if these things are true, it should tarnish part of his legacy. Now, listen to me carefully. Listen to me carefully. If these things are proven to be true, yes, it will tarnish his legacy, and it should. Will it tarnish his accomplishments? And the answer is no. It will not tarnish what he accomplished. That's settled fact. What Martin Luther King Jr. accomplished in the civil rights movement cannot be that his accomplishments cannot be tarnished. If we find out that his morality was horrible, awful, sordid, if we find out he was a terribly flawed man morally, even worse, yes, it's going to tarnish his memory and his legacy. But it will not take away his accomplishments. Now, here's my ultimate question. When this comes out, and it's going to be blockbuster when this comes out, and by the way, one of the things that is revealed is that the mainstream media knew all this, but they wouldn't report it. And this is well documented. The mainstream media knew all these things, but they wouldn't report it. Now, if these things are true and they come out, will there be a movement to change the name on all the schools that have Martin Luther King Jr.? There are hundreds, if not thousands, of schools all across America that are named after Martin Luther King Jr. There are hundreds of stadiums across America named after Martin Luther King Jr. There are thousands of streets and highways and freeways named after Martin Luther King. All over, you see Martin Luther King Jr. Parkway, Martin Luther King Drive. We have one here in Columbus. There are hundreds of auditoriums around America that are called the Martin Luther King Auditorium, the Martin Luther King Center for the Performing Arts, and so on and so on and so on and so on. Will there be a movement to remove his name from all of these buildings? No, there will not. There will not. Now, here's one thing that'll be interesting. The liberal progressive left is constantly attacking Donald Trump for immorality of the past. Am I right? The liberal left is constantly attacking Donald Trump for his immorality in the past. Many on the conservative side say, well, we don't know about that. Maybe it was true, but look at what he's accomplished. And the liberal left says, we don't care what he's accomplished. Will that be the case with Martin Luther King Jr.? I honestly believe that the opinion of the overwhelming majority on the right and on the left will be okay, maybe he isn't what we thought he was, but that does not change what he accomplished. And I think that's what should happen. But will they do that with the leaders of the South and all the auditoriums and school buildings that they want to have their names changed? Thomas Jefferson, George Washington. I think we will see the glaring hypocrisy of the liberal left. Watch. All right. I hope you have a great, great evening. But folks, please, wherever you go and whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.